Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, a radio station focused on growing indomitable all-American 21st century liberty. This live episode of the Patriot Power Hour is brought to you by Ready-Made Resources. Plan, prepare, preserve with ReadyMadeResources.com. Now, let's welcome our hosts. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran, and Future Dan, the editor-in-chief of the most original news radar on the planet, FutureDanger.com.
We are back. We are live. I'm your host, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, Cochran. With me, Future Dan. Future Dan, how you doing tonight?
What up, Ben? Doing great.
We got tons of news, ridiculous amount of financial news, some other stuff as well. So, you know, some geopolitical, potential nuclear war things. We may not get into that if we got enough time. But we got lots of stuff coming down the pipeline. I'm excited. This March 22nd, 2018, live show. Man, we're coming up to the end of the first quarter 2018. Time's going by pretty quickly. Maybe I'm just so busy time's going by, but I guess it's officially spring now, right?
It's spring in some parts of the country, not at Sugar River Plaza. What episode number is this, Ben?
Episode 17. Patriot Power Hour.
17.
Episode 17.
Lucky 17 in the month of March. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like we're getting a lot of economic news that might, you know, make you look the other way, but then you get contradictory news that, you know, there's growth and there's other good things, so it's not all doom and gloom, but definitely living in interesting times. What stands out in this second to last week of March 2018, Mr. Cochran?
Well, we'll go to Jerome Powell, his first successful interest rate hike at the Federal Reserve just yesterday, I believe. Yeah, it was yesterday, Wednesday the 21st. So interest rates, another 0.25%, just shy of 2%. So, you got to remember, though, long-term interest rates have been historically 4 or 5%. This particular Fed funds rate, 4%, 5%, we just got to 2%. And another analogy, I know people, long-time listeners probably get sick of this, but it's a great one. Even though I come up with it, I'm boastful. What can I say? When you're running a mile for time, that first quarter mile is so much easier than the second, the third, and the fourth. And you got to really pace yourself. We have just sprinted through a quarter mile, essentially, and I believe after this interest rate hike, I'm calling it. I don't go out and call too much. After this, all the trimming has already taken place. All the fat is out of the interest rates. All the slack. Any more rate hikes, and it's probably already occurred, but especially any more after this will absolutely cut into the real economy and cause massive, massive issues. Potentially throw them back into a recession again if we're not already there. Now the question is this intentional to bring down the economy? So that's one big item on the list that I got for you.
Yeah, so you're thinking, where will the federal funds rate peter out? And then if your forecast holds true and there's a sharp descent into, you know, economic lows, where will the Powell Fed at, how high do you think they can steer it before it comes crashing back down to gravity?
I mean, if they're going to be doing 0.25% interest rate hikes 3 times a year for the next couple of years, I expect
I
by
don't
the
think they'll
end
get
of
that
that.
far.
Exactly. I was going to say that's the absolute maximum bound. Let's work our way back from there, and it's not very difficult to do so. But that's what they're projecting. That's what they're projecting.
Even if the economy grows and the traditional measures that the Fed of the 60s, 70s, 80s were doing, you know, when most people believe they did, you know, just a fairly, you know, apolitical job, you know, I don't think that organizational body can avoid disaster. It steers towards them. But even under normal growth conditions, the size of this national debt will start, you know, causing other things at the Treasury Department level and the international banking system level to get really sketchy if that interest rate gets much higher, don't you think?
Absolutely, and everything's already baked into the cake. I mean, the frosting's pretty much already been put on too. The cake's just been sitting there, been delayed for the eventual comeuppance of the just horrible policy, monetary policy over the last several decades, but especially the last two. And you bring up something that and it segues quite nicely with an article I have here of kind of worldwide. This isn't just the Fed, but worldwide and interest rate spike. The 3-month LIBOR rate, and folks who know the LIBOR rate, it's often in different loans, credit cards, auto loans, even some mortgages. Other securities are tied to the LIBOR rate. That has spiked in the past 18 months from 0.3% to 2.24%. And just in the past, 3 months from about 1.7 to 2.2. And the important thing is it's hard to just tell people this over radio, but before this huge spike over a 2-year period, it doesn't sound huge, but beforehand, essentially zero for 10 years. So now it's all of a sudden rocketing up and it looks like there's no end in sight. And that's before the interest rate hike yesterday. And all the debt out there is just all of a sudden, all the auto loan, all the variable loans in particular, but also new loans, even at fixed rates, taking it on the chin.
Yeah, so I'm going to play Jeopardy here. And unless you said it a moment ago, my apologies. But let's take a guess at what LIBOR means. London Interbank Overnight Rate.
Extremely close, offering rate, but that's just kind of semantics because it's the same thing. So it is the
So
risk.
really, is the rates that banks charge each other just to loan among themselves to keep, you know, the balance book, you know, balancing it out, making that bankster profit. This thing's spiking. So that has an effect where? Where are people going to see that in their daily lives?
Two areas. If you have debt outstanding and it has a variable rate, whether credit card, auto loan, et cetera, of course, I don't recommend getting variable rate or really, you know, any type, too much debt. But regardless, that your interest will start increasing. So all that debt, and you got to remember, there's a lot, trillions upon trillions. So even a slight increase could mean tens of billions of extra interest rate payments that'll just drag on the economy, drag on consumers, especially people in lower
Yeah.
income brackets. That's
There you
one
go.
thing. Also, people drying up or liquidity drying up. New loans, even at relatively good interest rates, will be harder to get, even for people that are well qualified, let alone the junk loans. That probably should never be occurring, but without them, a lot of the economic growth disappears. So it's a catch 22. So those are the two things I see. Existing debt, more expensive. Procuring or getting new debt, much more difficult. And that both of those drag on the economy for sure.
Yeah, and there you go down over the top and into the descent that we talked about with Fed rate hikes and the LIBOR spiking. I thought the LIBOR spiking could be also a red flag of if it did something wild, that would also be coming in a scenario where a financial crisis. Am I wrong?
No, absolutely, because the LIBOR absolutely spiked in the 2008-2009 crisis. It's now at the highest since 2008.
There you go.
This is amazing. Since February 7th, 31 consecutive sessions, LIBOR has increased. 31 consecutive trading sessions, the rate has increased. So it's like it's not a one-day huge spike, but it's just over and over and over, slow and steady march. But that type of momentum is like impossible to stop at some point. That's one of the issues. Let alone when the crisis happens, if it really does kick off a powder keg, then yes, sparks all types of credit market lockups and exactly what we saw in 2008, 2009, which they said almost ended the world if we didn't bail out the banks. So same thing, but probably on a bigger scale.
So what we're seeing in March 2018 is a march of the banksters. So they're all moving in one direction. What could their motives be? Where could that lead us to? What, you know, is this the powers that be trying to strike back at the 45th president? It all has permutations. It's that step into other areas that we all need to be watching out for.
Yeah, that could be a secondary objective, certainly, and with the timing in particular and the scapegoat, Trump. I think maybe a bigger picture, maybe not. I don't know. One thing that I really believe is that they bring the economy in up and down cycles, and each cycle they shear off a bunch of assets and accumulate them through essentially fraud, usury. And the last 10 years, well, okay, first, you know, they pumped up the economy, early 2000s, bubble, et cetera, sheared it there a couple times, got the real estate bubble going 2005, 6, 7, 8, sheared everybody on the way up, got their fees, and on the way down, the Blackstones of the world, the other real estate funds became the largest landlords in America, purchasing all the foreclosures, all the apartment buildings, all the rental townhouses, et cetera. And now they own the real assets and now pumping up the prices again so they can offload them again and or just realize their profits. And they may just be setting us up for another, you know, elevator ride down so they could purchase up even more real assets, you know, in the early 2020s. It could be, that's more of a subtle but long-term look at it, but definitely I think Trump effect and just the fact that they realize they can't let the resistance, quote-unquote resistance, there's many forms, continue to build and pulling out people's economic sustenance is one sure way to keep them quiet or too busy to fight back at least.
Wow, fascinating. And then probably in the third segment, after we hit all the day's headlines, let's explore what a modern 21st century liberty-based banking system might resemble. What do you say?
Man, that's a great idea. And we definitely did not plan that, but I like it. It's refreshing. I like talking about solutions. I don't talk enough about solutions. Not like I have all the solutions, but some ideas. Great idea.
Now you got two segments to figure it out before you talk.
Wish me luck. All right, everybody. We're going into the first break. We'll be back shortly. Stick with us, Patriot Power Hour.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule. If this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Hey, Patriot Power Hour listeners. Disruptions to the social, political, and economic order are a real threat. Ready-Made Resources can help you. For 18 years, Bob Griswold has run Ready-Made Resources from his homestead in Tennessee. He has a ranch where he lives and learns the lifestyle. Supply yourself with night vision. Bug out at night. Most people won't be able to. Perform search and rescue after dark. And most importantly, see your adversaries long before they see you. Ready-Made Resources now offers their lowest price ever on mil-spec PVS-14 monoculars and PVS-30 rifle scopes. Go off the grid with solar. Send secure data by long-range ham radio or mount a PEQ-15 infrared laser pointer on your firearm of choice. Give Bob a call. Talk to him personally. Let him consult with you. He'll set you up. Free shipping, easy checkout, and friendly support. Call Ready-Made Resources today at 1-800-627-3809. Plan, prepare, preserve at readymaderesources.com.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
We are back into your power hour. 5 March 22nd, 2018. Giving out the phone number here in a second. For now, let's cover the news. News of the day. Follow along if you're listening live, futuredanger.com. If you're listening via archive, futuredanger.com has probably been updated while you're listening. But we'll still cover the news because a lot of this stuff is evergreen. Start on the leftmost column. Red alert, news blatantly censored. Big scandal that broke out this week. Facebook, good old spy book, hid web pages and bragged about ability to influence elections. Obama's former campaign director makes a bombshell claim. Facebook was, quote, on our side. And related, even though a different company, same tentacles controlling, YouTube bans firearms demo videos. They crack down on Second Amendment, freedom of speech, all that, you know, stuff that's supposed to be important. So yeah, definitely red alert. A little less red alert, but still high-level judicial system direly distrusted. Previous presidents, DOJ ordered 500,000 fugitives deleted from background check database. New texts reveal FBI agent, I can't say names, Strozik, I think, had a relationship with recused judge in the Flynn case. Special counsel violating federal policy. You can get the full story behind all these articles, not just the headlines, of course, futuredanger.com. I'm just so sick of the whole special counsel and anything related to Comey, Mueller, FBI. To be honest, this is bad, but at some point, defend my own sanity. I've kind of tuned that whole stuff, all that stuff out. My man, though, Future Dan, has been following this. He's been keeping it up to date, futuredanger.com. Next column. Nothing too crazy in the security column. Top one right now, foreign black ops suspected, lone DNC hacker, Guccifer 2.0, with a Russian intelligence office. War with Russia starts. It's green. I'm hoping, one thing that I am kind of happy with Trump for sure about is not poking the bear much by any means, by as much as prior presidents, especially Obama. So there is a lot of stuff going on between the UK, though. The UK expels 23 Kremlin spies. Now that's a crazy story if you've looked into it. Something a novel would be made out of, right? Tom Clancy action. UK Foreign Secretary, Russian President, ordered nerve agent attack on ex-spy. Indicator civil disobedience officially incited. Congressman suggests taking up arms to resist the president. Really? That's interesting. Hey, I'm supporting the Second Amendment more than anything, but I'm pretty sure if I said something like that about Obama, the Secret Service would be at my door. Senior official disappears. That's an interesting indicator. FutureDanger.com. You don't seem to pop up too often. If you're not familiar, Future Danger not only has these headlines, also groups them by indicators and ranks them and keeps a nice archive too. This one I don't know if I've seen. Senior official disappears. CDC doctor has been missing for 5 weeks. Still don't know what happened. I remember hearing about that a few weeks ago. Guess he hasn't been found yet. Maybe he ran away. Maybe he got abducted by some random person and killed. Yeah, maybe it could be something more nefarious. Very interesting story. I won't get into detail now. I'll leave the economic column, third column, FutureDanger.com. I'll leave it be for now because I already covered a lot of economics, at least interest rate hikes. And I got a lot of other news as well with the Dow down 700 plus points today. Interest rates spiking. Facebook falling apart thanks to that spy book scandal. I don't think anyone's called it that. I'm sure several hundred people on Twitter have called it that, but it's not officially tagged to that, I don't think. Spy book scandal, I like it. Facebook, unbelievable. But everybody knew. I mean, hopefully you knew Facebook's the devil. But in the natural news, knock on wood, it's probably about as quiet as I've seen it. No hurricanes, earthquakes, pandemics. Got a meteor shower, interesting. Monstrous volcano erupts, but thank gosh. It's a low-level indicator, so not out of control. And there we go. That's the Future Danger heat map for you on today's show, March 22nd, 2018. Future Danger.
Bravo. Bravo, Mr. Cochran. That was like getting a weather forecast of important news. It's like a news radar weatherman just telling it what time it is, what conditions we are under right now. Bravo.
Boom, baby. Hey, you put the tool together, did the research, found the interesting articles, important stuff. Reading it, you know, I try to put my little twist on it, but the real... it's really the facts and the info that's important. I just try to put a little style on it, make it more, a little more fun, I guess, because this stuff is kind of depressing, actually.
Awesome, man. So what's going on in column three? We already hit a lot of the Fed rate hikes, LIBOR spiking a little bit. What other things are happening economically that we're looking at challenges in the short to near-term future?
Yeah, for sure. So let's see. Let's talk crypto. We talked it on the way up, but we better talk it on the way down.
There you go.
November was the start of Patriot Broadcasting Network, the home of Patriot Power Hour, and we were seeing it march up from, I'll have to go back and look. I don't want to say the numbers, but I think about where it is now, 8,000 up to 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way up to 19,000. We were tracking it. Unbelievable. Yeah, guess what? It's made a roundabout all the way back down to 8,000 thereabouts. I don't know how much it's dropped or increased the past week. Kind of been stagnant. But a lot of things come down
back to episode one level.
Yeah.
Back to mid-November, episode one.
So a lot of people made money, a lot of people lost money. but hey, what's the future, though? You got any thoughts on this? I know you've, especially since the first episode, you've gotten a lot more involved, and especially in your research, but also just overall involvement with crypto. What do you think is going to happen next?
You know, there's probably just this calm before a major blowout in a crypto. So one of them's going to run again. I don't think that December 17th Bitcoin run-up was a one-off fluke for crypto. And these are voluntary currencies. These are crowd voluntarily deciding together that there's value to it and you can transact with it. I don't think that movement the least bit. It's been tainted. You got a massive slice of society that is going to be timid at anything new. They're all like walking around hidebound, afraid of any adopting anything. But there's a bunch of other people, especially younger people, that are watching what Bitcoin did and waiting for the next rise, like surfing. You're out, you know, 100 yards from the beach and you're just paddling, waiting for a big one. So I think you may see Bitcoin might not succeed. It may not even be the, you know, the blockchain technology as it stands today. There may have to be some innovation before you get a mass adoption. And that mass adoption may be a flash in the pan again, too. I don't know. But I think you'll see another run-up of one of these cryptos, probably this year.
Definitely. There's been a lot of cryptos that have essentially died or lost 90% of their value. But overall, most of the major ones have all taken nasty hits between 20 to 50%. So it isn't just one particular one falling apart. It is industry-wide, meaning it's more of, do you trust the industry? Do you trust that cryptos will be in the future or not? Not do you trust that Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethereum or any of those. It's do you trust the industry? That's kind of your decision point now, and we're seeing pullbacks pretty much everywhere. My entire portfolio, I'll tell you, has gone down. But which one or ones, hopefully many, but there's lots of scams out there, will rebound to previous highs and maybe go past them? And will it take another 3 or 5 years or 3 or 5 weeks? It could come back quick. But also, this is something I can't answer, but a big question. If and truly, I believe, when the next economic crisis really hits, are people going to run into crypto for safety, or are they going to liquidate their crypto to get fiat to pay short-term debts and whatnot when they get laid off or other things? That's a quandary. I'm not absolutely sure how to work. It'll be a good case study, and I don't, you know, in a morbid way. We'll see.
You know, Ben, we talk about a banking cartel, a worldwide globalist, multi-generational, some would say, you know, just a cartel or many cartels dominating their own countries and then getting together in the Alps for seasonal vacations. That crowd, we say so much about it. When you see something like crypto and non-fiat, decentralized, non-governmental, a fully private currency emerge out of thin air, this is a type of revolutionary technology that can force societal change. I'm just sitting back watching, if there were a crisis, how do you know that banksters might not run their money into it and try to run up a bubble? They run a bubble on everything else.
Yeah.
It's all they know how to do. Why wouldn't they run a bubble up in a crypto that only they saw coming? But if you're in them all a little bit and you can jump on board when one of those rides hits, you know, I think that's the part that, you know, maybe it'll never happen because they would make a lot of ordinary people super rich too.
Right, exactly. That's something they desperately do not want to happen. So, good point, though. They could absolutely invade. Some may have said they've already done so, and they boosted it between our first show and the current show. Boosted it up, got a bunch of suckers bought in, sold it off. I guess we'll find out as the saga continues. Folks, we'll be back. Commercials coming upon us. Stick with us, though. Live episode of Patriot Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Okay, folks, here's your chance. The Patriot Broadcasting Network has highly affordable advertising options for you. Our shows and our host websites have a very special audience. These are Americans who are preparing to take care of themselves and their families during difficult times. Start reaching this audience with your product, service, or cause. Interested in broadcasting your podcast on PBN? We're interested in talking to you about that, too. Don't wait. Email info@futuredanger.com for more information.
Roger. Man, the SR switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Stay right here for more of the Patriot Power Hour, the flagship show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Would you bring only this handful of soldiers against Xerxes? You see, I was wrong to expect Sparta's commitment to at least match our own.
Doesn't it? You, there. What is your profession?
I'm a potter.
And you, Arcadian. What is your profession?
Sculptor, sir.
You?
Blacksmith.
Spartans! What is your profession?
You see, old friend, I brought more soldiers than you did.
Achieve situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Desecrate such a beautiful intro, such as Welcome to the Machine. My host, Future Dan. Yeah, we're back. We got lots to talk about. Let's give out the number first, though. 619-789-6804. 619-789-6804. Call in live if you're listening on archive, but on future episodes, you want to call in. Same number, 619-789-6804. Always a good time to get some callers, so feel free to call in. Otherwise, we got tons of news to talk about. Anything really strike your fancy to right now? I know you're talking about some trade wars over the break there.
Well, Trump's definitely laying in the steel and aluminum were last week, right? And tonight, China's coming back, and they're being clever about it. They're taking the Europeans' lead and directly targeting particular industries, particular goods that they can do the most damage with. It's surgical trade war strikes when you're getting into that. I believe I saw a report a few weeks ago that the Europeans are targeting pain points where they can hit GOP congressional districts the hardest. It'd be interesting to see some news at how China may be targeting particular parts of the country, maybe coming after the support that the president would be expected to need to, stay unimpeached, maybe. So, these are the types of things, Ben, that, they preceded the World War, especially the second one, and, maybe history won't repeat itself. So much of the financial and banking norms that we were talking about in the first and second segments are broken, yet we keep, zombie economy going on. But some of these other ones where nations start really, putting up tariffs, protecting their markets, and, that's gearing up for, conventional warfare, global peer-on-peer warfare. At least it did last century.
Yeah, that's not really posturing or trying to, rattle a stick and keep them away. Really, the lifeblood of a country is its trade, especially superpowerhouses, superpowers, most of the a real person would call them that. I call them a superpower. The international trade, if that's shut off, manipulated, damaged, that's essentially literally warfare insofar as damage to your infrastructure, damage to your GDP. It's better than destroying a train yard, a rail yard, or docks, or strategic bombing of factories, if you're able to just not, well, they're not able to even ship them out. You don't have to physically destroy them, but it does just as much damage. Maybe not literally as much damage, but 80%.
Show of the Patriot Broadcasting Network.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind. Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is. You have to see it for yourself. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Situational awareness. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.